Welcome back, everybody, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simen Kuf, Lamed Ches. We're going to talk about ending an aliyah fewer than three psukim before the end of a section or into a section. And we're also going to talk about starting and ending an aliyah on a positive note. Says the Mechaber in Seif Aleph, HaKorei BaTorah, when one is reading, Lo Yeshayer BeParsha Pachos Mishlosha Psukim, he should not end the aliyah with fewer than three psukim left in a parsha before another paragraph break. Why? Mipnei Hayotzim Oz Mibis HaKnesses, because of the people who might leave after that aliyah, Shayomru HaOle Acharav Lo Yikra Ela Shnei Psukim HaNesharim, and they're going to assume that the next Ole is going to read only the two remaining psukim, which is, of course, halachically problematic, as we've learned in the past, because an aliyah must be at least three psukim. So the Mishneh Berurah here explains what the Shulchan Aruch means in Seif Aleph, Hainu, Shelo Yesayim Lishum Echad Meha'olim, Samuch Lehaschalas HaParsha She'achareha, Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. None of the Olim should end his aliyah within three psukim of a paragraph break. Mipnei Hayotzim being Gavra LeGavra, because of the people who are going to leave between Aliyos, Sheyisbru Shezeh Sheyale Acharav Lo Yikra Rak Shnei Psukim Ad HaParsha, and they're going to think that the next Ole is going to read only the two psukim that remain until the paragraph break. What is a Parsha? Parsha Hainu Psucha Ostuma, either an open paragraph or a closed paragraph break. V'lo Masha HaOlam Korin Parsha, the Hainu Sheni Shlishi, V'utaos Gomer. It's not what people call a parsha, which is like each aliyah, sheni and shlishi. It refers to the paragraph breaks. The yisperu lomar, if people assume that the next ola is going to read only two psukim, they're going to think shemuter akriya filu papachos mishlosh psukim, that it's mutter to read from the Torah only two psukim at a time, which we know is not correct. V'im ta'av v'siyim shnei psukim samuch the parsha uberech la'achareha. What if one b'di'eved does do this? He ends his aliyah two psukim prior to the next paragraph break, and he makes the bracha after the laning. So isalik in yana, if the topic is ending kigon beparshas hamoados, like in the middle of parshas hamoados, vayikra chav gimel that talks about all of the yamim tovim, sheta'a berivii velo shiyer rak shnei psukim, he made a mistake and he ended two psukim before the end of the aliyah. Maschil im hachamishi pasuk echad lemafreya. So then the next ola needs to go back one pasuk and repeat a pasuk, and then add the other two so that you have three. V'ilo salik inyana. However, if the topic is not coming to a close, then in ha'ola acharav maschil lemafreya pasuk echad. So then the next ola does not go backwards one pasuk. Ela yaschil likros mimakom shesiyim ha'ola shalafanav. Rather, he begins to read from the place that the previous ola ended. V'yikra osan shnei psukim v'od shlosh psukim o yoser miparsha shal achareha. He reads the two psukim that remained until the paragraph break, and then three or more psukim from the next paragraph. The Mishneh Berurah went out of his way to say that parsha means a paragraph break. Does this halacha apply to aliyos? Meaning, can one end, what happens if one ends his aliyah, two psukim, within where the next aliyah is supposed to begin? So in Shaar HaTzion, the Mishneh Berurah says that one should be very careful not to do this. But it is the case that on Atinus and on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Sukkos and Pesach, we do conclude one pasuk after the beginning of an aliyah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'chein lo yaschil ba pachos mishlosha psukim. One should not begin an aliyah within three psukim of a parsha. Mipnei hanichnosim oz b'veis hakneses. Because of the people who are going to come in at that time, Shayomru Shalokara Harishon Ela Shnei Psukim. They're going to say the previous Ole read fewer than three Psukim, and that's why this one is starting where he is. So the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Beis explains, V'chein lo yaschil v'chulei, dahainu, Shalo Yisayim Im Harishon Shnei Psukim Achar HaParsha. Shouldn't end the aliyah two psukim into a new paragraph. De'im kein yaschil hasheni shnei psukim achar haparsha. Because if that's the case, then the next ole is going to start his aliyah two psukim from two psukim into a parsha. V'yomru anechnasim bin gavra legavra shezeh shekar lefanav lo kara ela shnei psukim shemirosh haparsha adkan. The people who come in for the second aliyah are going to say, what did the first ole do? He only read the first two psukim of this paragraph. V'ein chiluk b'chol zeh bin kriyas hashiva o osan shekar in the Safa. When it comes to these halachos, there is no distinction between the seven primary aliyos and additional aliyos. The afilu amaftir lo yaschil shnei psukim la'achar ha'parsha. Even the maftir should not start within two psukim of a new paragraph. Kegon sheyesh parsha b'sof shel chamisha psukim. Maybe there's a paragraph of five psukim at the end of the parsha. So he can't start from the third pasuk, because then that would be starting from two psukim in. Eliyakrakula, rather he should read all five. The afim ha'ole shvi o achron lo kar lefanav rak chamisha psukim elu. Even if the previous ole read only those psukim, nonetheless yachol achzor velikros osam lekorei hamaftir. The maftir can still read the same psukim. Umikol makom im hiskal hamaftir mishol shapsukim ha'achronim v'karim yisham. If b'di eved the maftir started from the third to last pasuk, afa pisha adain lo be'ach bracha achrona. Even if he didn't make asherin osan lanu, nonetheless ein tzarich lachzor lahaskim etchilas ha'parsha. He doesn't have to go back and begin from the beginning of the paragraph, v'day b'kriyozo. It's sufficient for him to do what he did. Why is it that this halacha applies to the maftir? The Magen Avram, quoted in footnote 4, says that this is because the maftir used to begin from wherever the previous ole concluded. And therefore, we keep that halacha nowadays. And also because sometimes people are not going to know that the maftir is actually a maftir. The Ramah continues. V'ein chiluk bein parsha psucha listuma. We don't distinguish with respect to this halacha between types of paragraph breaks. It applies to both open and closed breaks. Next, says the Rama, Uparsha she'ino rak shnei psukim. What if you have a paragraph where the paragraph is only two psukim? So then, mutter l'shayer betchila ulahaf siksham. You are allowed to pause, to end an aliyah before that paragraph. Says the Mishnah Brura, in Se'if Gimel, going backwards a little bit, Mepneach Anechnosim v'chulei, v'chulzeh lechatchila. This is all true lechatchila, aval b'di'eved, im kara laharishon v'siyim shnei psukim achar ha'parashu berech lachare'a, if b'di'eved in Olef ends his aliyah, two psukim into a new paragraph, lo yaskil hasheni ha'ole acharav mirosh ha'parasha, the next ole does not go backwards, ele yikra mimakom shesiyim arishon v'ilach, rather he reads on from wherever the first ole ended, de'in lahachmir b'di'eved mishum chashash nechnosim v'yotzin, b'di'eved we are not stringent, just because of the concern for people who are going to leave or come in the middle of the aliyos, v'chinizkul elbosov sivka and aleph, as we said at the end of sivka and aleph. Mutter l'shayer betchila, rotza lomar, l'shayer etzel ha'parasha. You are allowed to end an aliyah before a paragraph that has only two psukim. Ve'in lachush mishum hayotzin sheyomru she'akorei acharav lo yikra ela shnei psukim. You don't have to be concerned that the people who leave before that aliyah are going to say, ah, the next ola is only going to read two psukim. Why not? The chol she'in roin shinui lo chai shinon. As long as there isn't something abnormal, then we are not concerned. De'davka im yaniach shnei psukim b'parsha she'mesayim ba. It's only if you leave two psukim in a longer paragraph that you've been doing. Zehav shinui umevili de'chasha. That's abnormal. It's going to lead to our concern that people are going to say, oh, the next person's only going to read two. Masha'in king kishagomer ha'parasha she'omid ba in kan shinui. If you finish your paragraph, then there's nothing abnormal, and therefore, even though the next paragraph is only two psukim, that would not be a problem. V'hu adin shemuter likro ha'parasha hazos b'tzeiruf mashakar lefaneha ula hafsik achareha. It's also mutter to read this paragraph and then pause and end the aliyah after the paragraph. V'lo chayshin on shema yomera nechnosin achar kach shelo kara ela parasha hazos belvad shishnei psukim. We're not concerned that the people who then come in afterwards are going to say, oh, well, in the last aliyah, they must have only read two psukim. No. D'davka ba'alma demasik be'emtza ha'parasha chayshin on diyomeru ha'nechnosin shemistoma lo kara ela shnei psukim. It's only in general where you stop in the middle of a parasha and you stop in the middle of a parasha two psukim from the beginning of the parasha, then people are going to say, oh, the previous one must have only read two psukim di lav hachi lama kara lahalon velo siim bigmar haparasha. Why did he read onwards and he didn't finish the paragraph? Ma she'in kein hacha de be'emes siim bigmar haparasha. In this case, he actually did end at the end of a parasha. So then leka lameichash lemidi. Then there's nothing to be concerned about. V'yesh machmirin b'zeh she'in nasos kein lechatchila. There are those who are machmir not to end an aliyah before or after a two pasuk paragraph. Ki im bekriyas Rosh Chodesh, except on Rosh Chodesh, according to Yom HaShabbos l'Shlishi, b'tzeirf mashakar l'fan of Gimel Psukim b'parsha HaKodemes, except on Rosh Chodesh, when Shlishi finishes after of Yom HaShabbos, which is a two pasuk paragraph, sheyesh barak shnei psukim, aval kishakorin parashas HaShavua, b'seder Pinchas, When you read Parshas Pinchas during the year, you should not end an aliyah after Rav Yom HaShabbos. And likewise, in other contexts, where you have a small paragraph of only two psukim, you should not end an aliyah right after that, and you should not begin or right before it. Kosav Hamagen Avram, Ema Parsha hi be'emtza pasuk, if there's a paragraph in the middle of a pasuk, kigon betchilas parshas Pinchas be'pasuk v'hi acharei ha-magifa, sheyash pesko be'emtza pasuk, such as at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, where there's a paragraph break in the middle of the pasuk v'hi acharei ha-magifa, so then muter l'sayim be'pasuk ha-samachla. You are allowed to finish the aliyah, the pasuk before that paragraph break. She'in chashash ha-yotzin yomru sha'ola acharav lo yik raka da pasuk ha-hu. There's no concern that the people who leave are going to say, oh, the next ola is only going to read until that paragraph, because everybody knows that you don't stop in the middle of a pasuk, even though there is a paragraph break over there. And the same applies, says the Shaarei Ephraim in footnote 5, to ending immediately after that parsha break. The Rama concludes Simin Kuf Lamin Ches by saying, V'yichavin sheyaskil tamid likro b'davar tov, v'yisayim b'davar tov, v'ayin l'kamon simin tof chaf ches. We should always have in mind to begin and end an aliyah on a positive note, with something positive. What is considered a positive or a negative note? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Hey, B'davar Tov, Shel Yisrael. Something that's positive for Klal Yisrael. The Tova Sofin Gidulim Eino Kriya Tova. Something that is good for non-Jewish nations, that's not considered a Davar Tov. When we say we try not to end with something that is bad or harmful, that's talking about for Klal Yisrael. Kosav the Sefer Chasidim, Simin Tafshin Ayin. Sefer Chasidim writes, Yizoher Achazon Shalo Yikra Lemisha Hu Iver O Piseach, Beparsha Saveras O Shavur. The Gabbai should be careful not to call up somebody who's blind or lame for the Parsha of Averas O Shavur that talks about the Mumin of blindness being lame. O Lemisha Rosho Nesek, Beparsha Nesakim. Don't call up somebody bald for the Parsha of Nesakim in Tazria for Tzaras. V'lo yekra Lemisha Chashod al Arayos, Beparsha Sarayos. If you have someone who's suspected of being over on illicit relations, don't call him up for Parsha Sarayos. V'chein b'chol davar v'davar. This applies in all of these types of cases. The reason why, says the Sefer HaChasidim, is that we don't want the person to be embarrassed. What if somebody certainly violated an Avera? He's not only Chashod, we know that he did. Should he be called up? So the Ilya Rabba says that in that case, Hidafka should be called up, because he should be called up for the parasha that warns against the Avera. It should be mechazik, the person, not to be over on that Avera. However, the Prima Gadim cautions that if someone is a mumar for an Avera, he's known to do it consistently, so then he should not receive an aliyah. The Chasam Sofer in Or HaChaim, Simin Tes Vav, quotes from Rab Nosson Adler, who would not call up for V'lechem V'koli V'charmel Lo Sochlu, the aliyah in Parshas Emor, he wouldn't call up for that somebody who wasn't careful about Iser Chadash, Bizman Azeh, because that pasuk says, not to eat Chadash. The Mishneh Berurah continues, Ve'ein l'chazon l'achshol l'varich b'sh'as echad, b'sh'as brachos, ol l'kala b'sh'as shakore aklalos. The person who's reading the Torah should not have in mind to give a bracha from one of the brachos or a klala, one of the curses, to one person. Ve'atam sh'tzarech she'akavanos ol l'ikros b'ator l'shma. The whole idea is that he should be reading Lishma, for the sake of the mitzvah, v'lo l'shem achshava zara, not because of some ulterior motive. V'yisayim b'davar tov, v'ein l'sayim b'misha asa ma'aser ra, says the Mishneh Berurah, one should not end off an aliyah with a bad deed of someone in the Torah. Next time around, we will continue, Be'ez Hashem, with Simin Kuf Lamed Tes. Have a wonderful day.